Fiat. August 2nd, 1937. How creation possesses the perfect happiness, such as to be able to give terrestrial happiness to the creatures. How sin stopped the happiness. The great evil of one who moves away from his origin. Example. I was doing my round in creation, to follow the acts of the divine will done in it. And oh, how many surprises! Each created thing contained such happiness as to be able to render everything and everyone happy. And my always lovable Jesus, seeing me surprised, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, our Supreme Being possesses the fount of happiness. Therefore, not one thing or being that was not happy could come out of us." So, the whole of creation possesses such fullness of happiness as to be able to give perfect terrestrial happiness to all the earth. Hence, Adam enjoyed the fullness of happiness. All created things poured upon him joys and happinesses. And then, in his interior, by possessing my will, he contained seas of contentments, of beatitudes, and joys without end. Everything was happiness for him, inside and out. As soon as he sinned, by withdrawing from my will, joy departed from him, and all created things withdrew into their bosom the joys that they possessed, given to men not as to the owner, but as to an ungrateful servant, the mere necessary means. See then, unhappiness did not come out of us, nor could we give it, since we had none. To give what one does not possess is impossible. So, it was sin that cast into man the seed of unhappiness, of sorrow, and of all the evils that surround him inside and out. Then, as the celestial lady and then my most holy humanity came upon earth, the whole of creation assumed the attitude of feast. They smiled at us with joy and resumed their course of pouring joys and happinesses upon us. As we would go out of the house, they would run. They would bow and unleash joys and happiness over us. The sun would give us the joys of its light. It would gladden our sight with the variety of its colors. It would give us the joys of the kisses of love it possessed, and, reverent, would lay itself under our feet to adore us. The wind would pour upon us the joys of freshness, and with its blowing would drive away from us the putrid air of so many sins. The birds would run around us to give us the joys of their trills and singing. How many beautiful melodies they formed for us. So much so that I would be forced to command them to move from around me and to take flight in the air to sing hymns to their Creator. The earth would bloom under my feet to give me the joys of so many bloomings. And I would command it not to make such display for me, and it would obey me. The air would bring me the joys of our omnipotent breath when, breathing upon man, we gave him life, filling him with divine joys and happinesses. And as I breathed, so did I feel coming to me our joys and happinesses that we experienced in the creation of man. So, there was not a created thing that did not want to unleash the joys that they possessed, not only to delight me, but to give me the homages and honors as their creator. And I offer them to my celestial Father to give Him the glory, the honor, the homage, the love for such magnificence and so many marvelous works that we did in creation for love of men. Now, my daughter, these joys in the created things still exist. The creation, just as it was made by us, with so much opulence and sumptuousness, and with the fullness of happiness, has lost nothing, because we are waiting for our children, the children of our will, who by right will enjoy the joys and terrestrial happiness that all creation possesses. I can say that it is for love of these children that creation still exists, and that the other creatures can use, if not the fullness of happiness, at least the necessary things to be able to live. This actual existence of creation, after so much human ingratitude and so many horrifying sins, says the certainty of the kingdom of my will upon earth. In fact, by possessing it, the creature will become capable of receiving the joys of creation, of giving us the glory, the love, the requital of what we have done for her, and of doing all possible and imaginable good that the creature can do. Therefore, everything is in possessing our will, because this is how the whole creation had its origin, man included. Everything was will of ours. All lived enclosed in it, and in it did they find whatever they wanted: joys, peace, perfect order. Everything was at their disposal. Once man moved away from his origin, all things changed their appearance. Happiness changed into sorrow, strength into weakness, order into disorder, peace into war. Poor man without my will, he is the true blind one, the poor paralyzed one, such that if he manages to do anything good at all, it is all struggles and bitternesses. In all things, if they are conducted from within the origin by which they receive their existence, they find their way, a firm step, and the happy outcome of the works or goods that were started. But if they lose their origin, they turn upside down, they vacillate, lose the way, and end up being incapable of doing anything. And if it seems that they do something, it is something that arouses pity. This happens also in the human things. If a teacher wanted to teach to his pupil the consonants, but not the vowels, since the vowels run in each word, in each letter, from the lowest signs up to the highest, poor boy, he would never learn how to read. And if he wanted to, he might lose his mind. What is it that produced all this evil? The shifting away from the origin of that science, which are the vowels. Ah, my daughter, as long as man does not return into his origin, does not re-enter into my divine will, my creative work will be a broken and dislocated work. Poor man, without the first vowels of my divine will, as much as I may give him light and talk to him, he will not understand me, because he lacks the origin. He lacks the first vowels to be able to read my lessons on my fiat. And therefore, without basis, without foundation, without teacher, without defense, his cretinism is such that it does not even know his poor state, and therefore does not implore to re-enter into my will, in order to learn the first vowels with which he was created by God, to be able to continue learning the true celestial science, and in this way, form all his fortune, both on earth and in heaven. This is why I keep whispering to the ear of his heart, "My son, come back to my will. Come into your origin if you want to resemble me, if you want me to recognize you as my child." Oh, how painful it is to have children who are not like me, disennobled, poor, degraded, unhappy. And why all this? Because they rejected the great inheritance of their celestial father and forced me to cry over their lot. My daughter, pray that all may recognize my will. And you, recognize it and appreciate it. Love it more than your own life. And don't let it escape you even for one instant. Deo gratias. Everything for the glory of God and for the fulfillment of his will.